The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, everybody. Had a little glitches this morning. I tried like 6 times to go live on YouTube, and every time I got a message saying, this broadcast is private. So Kevin had to open a kind of a third party way of accessing the stream. So I'm very happy to be with you, and I'm sorry you had to wait. And let's sit together. Yeah, each of us in our separate places all around the world, but together in this sangha, Sangha that has become meaningful to so many people over the years. You're assuming you can hear me. Yeah. And and see me. I think I can see in the chat that things are going okay. So, once again, you can just pay attention, a little bit of attention to the posture that you're in. Let there be ease and alertness. Looking around the body for areas of tension that can be eased up, opened, relaxed a little bit, softened. Let there be ease. And this morning, I invite you to begin with this hearing again, with hearing sounds, any sounds that are present in where you are, and any sounds that that arise from your device related to my voice, or maybe there are some notification beeps or rings coming through from other programs that want your attention. And knowing you can just hear them without effort, if your ears and your sensory apparatus is working, they're audible. Maybe you don't have to reach out in any way in order to hear the sounds, they come to you. So to welcome them. And then notice that they go, they pass away. They can be received in our awareness, the sounds. I can hear the sound of the fan of my computer. It's a very faint sound. It's pretty constant. Occasional sounds from outside. Other appliances making their little sounds. They come and they go. Sometimes they persist and sometimes they're just momentary. And all of them can just be received, just received. And the same is true for the sensations of breathing. Often when we're meditating, there can be a sense that breathing is an intentional action, that we're causing it to happen. And you know, I think quite a few meditators have a habit of controlling the breath. So often even unconsciously when we meditate. But you know, the breath will continue if we leave it alone, when we leave it alone. It's not gonna stop. We don't have to do anything in order for breathing to happen. The body breathes every minute of every day that we're alive. And we can just let it happen. We can be receptive to the sensations, knowing it's happening, without interfering, just as we don't need to interfere with the sounds that we hear. There's no need to reach out with the mind. Just allow whatever is arising in you, the sensations of breathing, any sounds that might be arising. Any thoughts, emotions, whatever is arising within you. Just let it be known as it arises. And as it persists, if it does. And then noticing as it goes away. Each sensation, each breath, each sound, it has its little life. And then it's gone. And if we can be receptive like this, open to all that's arising, then all that's making up our life right now can just come to us. Come to us in its fullness. All the experience that makes up our life, it can be known as a flow. It's a moving flow, and we We can come to know it very simply, not interfering, not trying to fix anything, just sitting and receiving all the things that make up our life. Each moment can be fresh, new, and still very simple. And you might just check your inner state, the state of your mind, heart. Is there a leaning forward, a trying to catch experience, catch the breath or sounds, or whatever is arising? You can let go if there's anything like that, any kind of grasping or trying to get hold of experience, and just allow it to come to you. Your awareness can receive what arises, can be known without any leaning forward. Just receiving.